From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Dorman reporting. The death of the world's longest reigning monarch, Thailand's King Bhumibol Adulyadej, at the age of 88, stunning blow for a kingdom of 67 million people, most of whom have known no other sovereign. Reporter Ron Corbin tells us that the king's influence in the country was great.
He was influential not because he was involved with the politics directly, but because of his particular personal presence. Also, he was one that maintained a level of moral righteousness. He said when he ascended the throne back in 1950 that he said, we will reign with righteousness for the benefit and happiness of the Siamese people.
Bhumibol's son and heir apparent, the country's crown prince, has said he wants to mourn the loss of his father before ascending to the throne. King had been in poor health for a long time, primarily spending his last years at a Bangkok hospital. Nigerian officials say 21 of the so-called Chibok girls kidnapped by the militant group Boko Haram in 2014 have been released. Boko Haram kidnapped nearly 300 girls from a secondary school in the Borno state town of Chibok in April 2014. Dozens escaped, but 219 remained captive. U.S. military says it struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territories controlled by the Houthi rebels that targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer. Wednesday was the 16th anniversary of a terror attack in Yemen that killed 17 Americans from the guided missile destroyer, the USS Cole, in Aden Harbor. This is VOA News.